time to head to Arizona. Spring training is underway for the Milwaukee Brewers. Joining us as he does every morning this week, covering the Brewers in Arizona, is Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio. So, Dom, I'm going to play something for you. I'm sure you'll be able to hear it, and if you can't, you'll know what I'm doing here. Is this real? That is The Miz throwing a baseball at an apple that's sitting on the top of a minor leaguer's head. It's a video that has gone viral. It's exploded. That was not real, was it?
What do you mean? What? Everything on the internet's real, right? I mean, like, it's not real? What about Santa? What are you trying to tell me next?
Easy.
Hey, easy to say, also, just some minor leaguer. That's Cooper Pratt. That's one of the top shortstop prospects in the Brewers system, and he could be in the big leagues in the next 2 years, but... it's been quite a week for the Brewers social media team, right? Between the Sal Frelick video game and now this one. And they just do a great job, man. And this goes back years. This goes back to, like, the Sandlot video and the Mean Girl skit and just all the stuff they've done over the years. And I can assure you there was some very, very, very sharp editing. No, Jacob Mizrowski's going to throw 100 miles an hour at the back of a kid's head. Like, no, that's crazy. But I can also assure you, no AI. And it's just really talented people who know what to do.
Okay, I'll give you that. I agree. They are on point. Social media there for the Brewers is on point right now.
No prospects were injured in the recording of this video. Dom, I appreciate the personal X shout out yesterday as you posted the Brewers getting their first win of this Cactus League season. You know, Murph's joked in the past about the goal here is not to win the Cactus League crown, but Eric's made fun of me for wanting our team to get at least a win here. And I just said, like, I know it doesn't matter, but I'd still rather win than not win.
Yeah. So yesterday was just a good game. I mean, they played well, little things are doing well. In fact, the one thing that didn't really make it into my rap that I really wanted to try to find a way to get it was Bryce Durang had a 14 pitch battle that ended in a walk in that in the inning that led to Tyler Black having a 2-run homer. And it was just like, yeah, that's what we're talking about. In February, you know, where Bryce Durang, who's getting ready to go to Team USA, is able to work a 14-pitch battle, fouling the pitches off. And he was behind 0-2 very quickly. And then it was 1-2. And then he fouls off 5-0. And then it's 2-2. And the crowd's getting into it. And it's just like, yeah, that's something that you just go in there and smile. I'm like, man, he's already doing that in February. You know, you could say, oh, his timing's off. That's why it took 14 pitches. But he didn't strike out, and he was patient enough to work the walks. So a good sign for Bryce Durang and Team USA.
Oftentimes for the NFL, like during mini camps or different things, they'll have like a team day where they all go bowling or do something fun like that. Is there anything like that? Do they do any like team bonding type events like that?
So it's funny, we talked about this yesterday with Pat Murphy, of just like, is there something about camaraderie? Is there something about this clubhouse that you guys facilitate? He actually credited team traveling secretary Dan Larea to help out with some of that stuff. But they also admitted, we're going to wait on some of this until after the WBC, given you don't want to rush it right in the beginning when everyone's getting back into game mode. But the guys do it on their own too. There's always golf. There's always, you know, the guys playing dominoes or whatever it may be. So the team facilitated camaraderie stuff that will come later in the spring.
Dom, I wonder, this is maybe a more complex answer than you'd care to give at 8:49 a.m. on a Wednesday, but I'm just curious how Murph goes through and decides, like, how do you decide which guys you play on which day? Some days it's split squad. Who needs the work? Where do you do it? Like, what sort of methodology goes into this whole larger plan for spring?
Yeah, so we talked about this with Murph a couple of days ago. With, do you want more off days in spring training? Do you want fewer games? Like, how do you balance getting the pitchers ready? Because that's the number one priority of every team's spring training. Get your starting pitchers ready. But then, you know, you don't want to run your position players ragged and all this stuff. So the way he looked at it is that, you know, just because the schedule says game day, there will be guys that it's you stretch and you work out and you come in and you like do your team meeting, and then it's an off day for you. So it's like right now the Brewers are, I believe, playing like 8 or 9 straight days with a game until Monday's off day. And then they play Team GB on Tuesday. Like, not a lot of the big leaguers are going to play in that game either. So there are opportunities for off days that they manufacture themselves. And there's a whole, you know, sports medicine department that helps keep track of all that stuff. There's every tracker known to man that you can have between, you know, the system like Catapult, the system like Whoop has, where you keep an eye on these players, making sure they're not redlining it in February. But yes, that is on top of mind of keeping guys' schedules, the position players specifically, like just because the schedule says there's a game doesn't mean they're not necessarily playing.
WDTMJ's Dom Catronio live from Arizona, where we have Brewers baseball this afternoon. We got Brewers and Giants right here on WDTMJ Radio. Thank you, Dom.
Thank you, guys.